This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Before last year's fire season began, there were signs that it could be a bad one. But in terms of acreage burned, it ended up being much less active than expected. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse explains.
As summer approached last year, monthly forecasts were flashing red. Vast swaths of the West were expected to have above-average potential for large wildfires. But according to the new federal report on the 2025 season, just 5.1 million acres ended up burning, roughly a third less than the 10-year average.
However, there were some localized, very high-impact events.
That's Jim Wallman, a meteorologist at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise. More than 18,000 structures, the majority in the Los Angeles fires, were destroyed last year, the highest figure since 2018. With the region-wide snow drought, Wallman acknowledged that there are troubling signs for the coming fire season, just like there were last year.
As bad as things are, things can change.
Especially if the spring brings a lot of rain and snow. I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The state will put some more money toward reducing industrial emissions. Colorado's Energy Office has announced more than $5 million from the state will support technologies that advance the goal of cutting emissions from the industrial sector 20% by 2030. These grants will go toward projects like a wastewater treatment facility that stores carbon and high-efficiency electric heat pump boilers that replace natural gas boilers, as well as metal recycling. The state's energy office has given out more than $29 million total for industrial decarbonization projects. You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Another warm day in Colorado, highs in the upper 60s along the Central Front Range.